I had the good fortune of visiting the Radha Gopinath temple in Chaupati with Jamuna. And as Jamuna Prabhu had so much love and respect and admiration for Radhanath Swami, she also had so much love and respect and admiration for the Vaishnavas who were serving at the Radha Gopinath temple in Chaupati. So at this time, would like to ask Krishna Chandra Prabhu, who is one of those prominent devotees from that Radha Gopinath temple, to please come forward and speak some words in glorification of Jamuna Prabhu. And also, while he's coming, I would like to express for all of us how we're grateful for the gorgeous decorations in the Krishna Balaram temple. Thank you to the managers and whoever has done this to glorify Jamuna. It's truly extraordinary.
Our family's first interaction with Jamuna Prabhu was when she visited Mumbai Radha Gopinath temple, and she very graciously agreed to attend our daughter's marriage. It was in 2006, and she was not expecting, but during the time of the ceremonies, in addition to His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj, when we requested her to speak a few words, which is not usual, but which was, of course, very special for us, and she agreed, and when she gave her wonderful instructions to the bridal couple, officially, right from that time, she had such a amazing impact on all the devotees, including myself and our family. I think everyone has said the same thing, because I felt it the same way, I would like to repeat it, that you know, she had that amazing way of connecting to individuals, to every living entity, as if you know, she was the real well-wisher and very concerned, very caring. She was, to me, a great inspiration, and really a personification of tremendous enthusiasm, tremendous dedication, and her, you know, she was so melodious in everything she did, not just the singing. In everything, she could be very unexpected, but also at the same time, invariably very, very personal. During the time she spent at Bhaktivedanta Hospital, when we got a chance to interact with her, and you know, she had mentioned that she'd now be moving to Florida for her health, and you know, she had to also lose weight, so you know, she. And even I also had to lose weight, so did my wife. So she was insisting that when it would come, we'll all go swimming, because she was doing walking in the pool, and she said it's very effective. I'd never heard this concept, but apparently it did help her for some time. So then after that, she wrote in 2-3 letters also, giving description of the pool, saying, you know, where you could go and where my wife could come with her. And so she took everything so seriously. One amazing thing about her was her way of communication. You know, people can be eloquent and articulate, but it was not that. She really, if you read her letters, any letters, you know, it was as if she put her heart in the letters. So everyone who received the letter and you know, would feel as if she had so much in everything she did, so much affection. For instance, when my wife would send her some dresses for her, jewelry for her deities, her love for her deities was so amazing that she would reciprocate, giving her deep gratitude, you know, as if it, making us feel as if we've done something tremendous. But in addition, she would give such detailed descriptions with the pictures of the deities, and you know, wearing the same dress or the same jewelry, with the photographs and long descriptions. and we could see how much her love for the deities was so palpable. So anything that she wrote was always very Krishna conscious. She was so vibrantly Krishna conscious, but at the same time she was also very personal. It was not just philosophy, it was always caring, concerned about, or every time she would write about different members of her family, including my grandson, ask how is he doing, you know, and always she would be putting herself in such a humble position that she is, as if she's received a lot and that she is very grateful. The last communication we had received was about 4 or 5 days before she departed, and she said she was so keen, extremely keen to attend our son's marriage, which happened last 2 months ago, and of course we told her how much we would be waiting for that, anxiously waiting for that. But again, in that also, the way she gave her blessings and her deep feelings for all the members, and 1 year after she, on the 11th of December, which is about 5 or 6 days before she left this planet, that was the anniversary of her arrival in Bhaktivedanta Hospital. Now, I don't think any one of us even remembered, but she took it so, she was so grateful for this, even though everyone in the hospital was extremely, they considered it the greatest honor that she came and they gave an opportunity to serve her. But she remembered, and she wrote such a beautiful letter to several doctors who are also here, and probably they would be able to elaborate on it, saying that today is my first anniversary when I came there, and detailing her how much she benefited from the hospital in such great lengths 1 year later. So I mean, it was as if, like, we remember Prabhupada's appearance day, she remembered the date she came to the hospital. So that was her mood, you know, so much was her, that anything anyone did for her, the smallest thing, if she felt it was too much, and she was extremely grateful, and she was very, very eloquent in expressing her gratitude and love, such a way that actually it captured anyone who read that. So that was what she was really, you know, what she's left a mark on all of us. Hare Krishna.